USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions in the Midwest and the Northeast set to deal with another winter storm. A snow alert is going into effect across New York, and Department of Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they're stocked with some 700 million pounds of salt.
New Yorkers may have gotten out of the habit of dealing with snow this winter, but the Sanitation Department hasn't.
One tornado fatality has been confirmed in far western Oklahoma.
At this point, I believe we've got 5 houses that are total losses.
Levi Blackletter with the Roger Mills County Emergency Management Office. Fox Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch is acknowledging that some Fox News hosts endorsed what he calls false claims to the 2020 election being stolen. He admitted that in hindsight, he would have liked the network to be stronger in denouncing those claims. The House Select Committee on China holding its first hearing tomorrow amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The hearing comes amid fallout over the Chinese surveillance balloon that flew across the U.S. and concerns China could send lethal aid to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. Amidst all this, there have been multiple reports appearing to validate earlier assertions about how COVID may have originated from a lab leak in China. The White House says no one really knows.
When it comes to the origins of COVID-19,
there is not a consensus right now in the U.S. government about exactly how COVID started.
That's National Security Spokesman John Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority, and he's got a whole of government effort designed to do that.
I'm John Schaefer.
As former President Jimmy Carter remains under hospice care, his niece says he had a good day Sunday.
Right now, we honor Uncle Jimmy, and we know that he knows.
Leanne Smith said her uncle is talking and eating. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear arguments this week on President Biden's plan to forgive an estimated $400 billion in student loan debt. 2024 presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy shared his thoughts on the case.
So look, the legal issues to one side, and I do expect the Supreme Court to rule against the Biden administration here on good grounds because this is an abuse of executive authority.
Biden's plan has been blocked by several legal challenges, stopping the government from canceling debt for the 26 million borrowers who have applied for relief since the program was rolled out in August. Saudi Arabia is now providing critical aid to Ukraine as its war with Russia drags on. John Kirby with the White House National Security Council said it's an important step.
The Saudis and Ukrainians formalized arrangements for the delivery of $400 million in assistance, including generators and badly needed energy products and supplies.
Saudi Arabian officials met with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv over the weekend and discussed aid to help the country recover from Russia's attacks on its energy infrastructure. The jury in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial will visit the scene of the crime. The judge made his ruling earlier today against prosecution objections for the jury of 12 to visit the South Carolina estate where Murdaugh's wife and son were shot dead.
The court will allow a jury view.
Court insiders speculate it could happen Tuesday with closing arguments on Wednesday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.